Hey folks, Lauren Shippen here with another audio drama recommendation for you. Today I want to talk about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Well, that was interesting.
Are you recording or should I?
Already on it. We definitely want a record of this in case.
Yeah. I can't believe how complacent he's being.
I know. This is odd. So, what a day, huh?
What a day.
How are you feeling?
Weird. Excited. Worried. Relieved. Nervous. Happy. My hand hurts.
My nose hurts.
He speaks.
I'm sorry about that. Sort of.
So, you're the famous Sam, huh?
I guess.
Mark talks a lot about you. About how you saved him.
You told him something different, though, didn't you?
I don't see anyone else around here. Spent the last 4 months nursing him back to health.
Because you stole him from us.
I freed him.
Excuse me?
I did.
God, do you really believe that? Seriously, tell me.
I don't know.
Okay. I don't like doing this because forcing someone to do something is wrong, but while I have the chance...
Sam?
Did you hurt him?
No.
Did you make him do anything he didn't want to do?
The whole point is that they do want it. That's how it works, or how it used to work.
You know what I mean.
Just staying inside. He wanted to go wandering around. I didn't think it was safe, so I made him stay inside.
And tell you things.
What?
You made him tell you things, too.
He wanted to.
Did he really?
I kept him safe.
Sam, we should keep walking.
Can you... You can't read his thoughts, can you?
I'm right here, you know.
Oh, shut up!
No, I can't. And I'm not sure there would be anything to be gained even if I could.
He's a good man, do you realize that? He's trusting and you abuse that. What, you don't have anything to say to that?
You told me to shut up.
Yikes, you really aren't yourself, are you?
Well?
Well what?
I don't want you to shut up now.
Isn't it a little hypocritical to talk about trust when you lied to him about his sister for months?
I didn't know about the names, and I might have been a bit selfish, but I didn't try and trick him. None of it was intentional.
Sometimes it isn't intentional for me either.
Bullshit.
Sam.
God, you really are just such a know-it-all, aren't you? I thought he was exaggerating, always going on about how smart you are.
What, are you jealous? Is that why you tried to erase me?
I don't get jealous. I get what I want.
What do you want, Damien? And be honest.
Charming. I want someone to understand, okay?
Understand what?
This is my place.
What?
Oh, yeah, this is the address Dr. Bright gave us.
Why aren't you going in, then?
Because I want to stay out here with you so you can yell at me some more? That's what my body is telling me anyway, even though my brain knows that's not true.
How is this possible? Neither of us...
I don't know. Residual effects, I guess?
So, want to interrogate me some more?
No. No, go home, Damien.
And remember to eat. And sleep. And... I don't know, do whatever you need to survive. Well, within reason, don't... Just take care of yourself, I guess? Do you think that's enough?
Seems to be. Well, that was...
Yeah.
I feel...
Kind of gross?
Yeah.
Now you know how I feel a lot of the time.
What?
I know I can't always help it, and you say it's okay when I read your thoughts because we're friends, but... Ick. Sometimes it feels really wrong to hear stuff you're not supposed to.
Wrong, like making someone want to do something?
Yeah.
You're not like him.
I could be, though. I mean... If I wanted to, I could use the information I hear to get whatever I want.
I really don't see you blackmailing anyone anytime soon. Unless there's good reason.
Sam.
Yeah, I know. But you wouldn't. You wouldn't behave like him, make someone spill all their secrets.
But I do that. All I have to do is listen.
Then it's about intention.
Is it? Does good intention make it okay?
I don't know.
Well, this has been an extremely confusing and disheartening evening.
Dinner?
No, I shouldn't.
My treat.
Sam, you can't keep buying me food and art supplies.
Oh, come on, just let me. I have the money.
I know you do, but it doesn't seem fair.
Of course it's fair. You're an up-and-coming artist, and I'm the wealthy old lady patron. Tale as old as time.
Okay. Sushi?
Perfect.